Obedience connects us to the supernatural. I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you every week at this time over the station. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we pray for thy divine anointing on this declaration of the word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us begin with a story how Jesus healed a blind man. Here is a record from John chapter 9. When he, that is Jesus, had thus spoken, he spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way therefore, and washed, and came seeing. Friends, it says, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam. Oh, how we loathe instructions. Have you ever bought a bicycle in a big flat box with a label on it, instructions for assembly inside? You open the box and dump out the contents, and there, instead of a bicycle coming out of the box, you have dozens and dozens of parts of the bicycle on the carpet. You look at those dismembered parts and the six plastic bags containing all kinds of screws, washers, and nuts, and your heart sinks into your shoes. Then you look at the extensive assembly instruction book and you say to yourself, this is too demanding, too time-consuming, too strenuous, too difficult to figure out. And you decide to assemble the bicycle without the instructions. After all, you know what a bicycle is supposed to look like when it is finished. After 2 hours of hard, discouraging labor, you give up in despair, and at least I do, and I call for my wife to help me. She then comes along and patiently goes through the assembly instruction book and hands me piece after piece in proper order. And before long, a miracle is born. All the bicycle parts in that flat box have come together, and a beautiful bike is speeding down the road with me sitting on it, my hair blowing in the breeze. Go wash in the pool of Siloam. Follow instructions, and a miracle will be born. Oh, how we want miracles without following instructions, without obedience. How many patients does a doctor see each year who want a miracle of healing without following the instructions for good health? Take this medicine until it's gone. Change your diet. Don't eat anything 3 hours before bedtime. Start exercising. How many patients miss their miracle because they don't follow instructions? How many people have refused to listen to the advice of a hoary-headed financial advisor and come back year after year until they eventually end up in bankruptcy because they have not followed the instructions? How many parents have not heeded the uncompromising instructions from the book of Proverbs on child rearing and never see the miracle of having a God-fearing, pure, praying teenager who still has the gift of virginity going into marriage? Throughout the centuries, how many times have men of God given instructions to their followers, then the people reject the instructions and come to spiritual ruin? Go wash in the pool of Siloam. Are we going to do it or are we not? The man who was sent to the pool of Siloam was born blind. When he was brought to Jesus, he and those about him expected an instant miracle. No doubt they had all heard of the miraculous powers of the Lord Jesus, for his fame had spread throughout the whole country. Yet instead of Jesus saying to the blind man, be healed, be made whole, Jesus spit on the ground, formed a little piece of clay, and anointed the eyes of the blind man. Nothing happened, nothing. Without having said a prayer, Jesus simply gave the man instructions. My version is, don't take the clay off your eyes, go all the way to the pool of Siloam and wash it off there. No other pool will do. I said Siloam. nor will water from any bucket suffice. Do exactly what I tell you to do." The man followed the instructions, and as he went, he had every reason to expect a miracle. My friend, if you follow Jesus' instructions exactly, you have every reason to expect a miracle. Your miracle is guaranteed. But it is always contingent upon following instructions of not leaving anything out or changing anything and of not looking for shortcuts. Don't loathe or take lightly the instructions of Jesus, or you may be miracle-less. Every instruction we receive from the Lord through the written or spoken word is called a call to obedience. You obey God and you will live in miracles every day. Every day. Let me explain now, my friend. This first miracle, of course, begins with a miracle of conversion. To transform a man full of sin into a man full of God takes a miracle. But again, it will not happen if the sinner misses any of the instructions to help him experience new life. Too often in these days, sinners are told, "All you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus." This is giving a sinner incomplete instructions without which the miracle of conversion will never happen. First of all, nowhere in the Bible does it ever say, "All you have to do is." Indeed, it tells us over and over to believe, but it also tells us over and over to repent and confess our sins. Repenting without believing is fruitless, and so is believing without repenting. Jesus said, "Repent ye and believe the gospel." Mark chapter 1, verse 15. To repent means to sorrow over our sins. It means to confess our sins. It means to forsake all sinful habits, the sinful lifestyle, to accept the life of the Lord Jesus through the rebirth. About 92% of Americans believe that they will go to heaven because many were told that all they had to do was to believe. However, no one who has not repented and turned from his wicked ways has ever been born of God, neither gone to heaven. To be born of God, we must confess our sins, repent, receive the Jesus into our lives, and wherever these instructions are followed, the miracle of new life will occur. So we need to follow instructions to be born again. We need to follow instructions to walk with God. After we're born again, we're invited to walk with God. We walk with God by following Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, "Follow me." From the moment a new convert begins to follow Jesus, he becomes a disciple, living his life on God's agenda. Discipleship does not begin when you're born again. It begins when you start to follow Jesus. Discipleship begins when you forsake all and commence to do only what Jesus wants you to do, go only where Jesus wants you to go, and have fellowship only with those who Jesus wants you to fellowship with. The rebirth does not make you a disciple. You only become a disciple when you take up your cross, that is, deny self from having its way, obey God and follow Jesus. Jesus said, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." These instructions for discipleship are given in several passages by our Lord himself, such as in Matthew and Luke as well. Disciples are with Jesus all the time. They never do anything without him. They go nowhere without him. They watch no television program without him, nor do they listen to any music without him. He is their life, their passion, their joy, and constant fellowship. Jesus, when on earth, did all his work through his disciples, never through those who said, "All we have to do is believe." Disciples are the ones who have power in prayer, who possess the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. The miracle of the rebirth is preceded by instructions, and so is the miracle of discipleship, and the miracle of this discipleship is maintained by continually living by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Now, let's go on for the miracle of provision. The prophet Elisha told a widow who was about to lose her sons into slavery to get as many vessels, pots and pans from her neighbors and spread them out over the floor, and she did. She was to take these vessels then, my friend, after she closed the door, and pour the little bit oil she had in the can into these vessels. And she poured and poured and poured, and the oil never stopped coming, and all the vessels were filled. The woman followed the instructions. And my friend, so she had plenty of oil. She sold the oil as Elisha commanded her. She kept her sons, and her retirement years were paid for. Now, by the way, notice that in most all cases, the instructions given for the miracles were irrational. They defied common sense and natural law. Oh, widow lady, whether you have bread on the table and enough to spare depends on your obedience to God or the men of God. If we obey God, all our needs are met, all of them. That is what Jesus said in Matthew 6, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Oh, think of all the other miracles of provision God did and how they were preceded by instructions. Moses in confronting Pharaoh, Joshua and the children of Israel marching 7 times around Jericho, Elisha telling Israel to make this valley full of ditches, Jesus telling Peter to cast a hook into the sea and expect to find a coin in the mouth of the first fish he brought up to pay for the taxes. Look at all the provisions that come out of men and women by simply obeying God, by following instructions. Charles Colson, founder of Prison Fellowship, said something like this: most all Americans seek a spiritual experience, a spiritual sense of connectiveness with God. But most of them do not want to be brought under God's authority, nor under the authority of anyone. Oh, what these people miss by not following instructions that bring about these miracles I mentioned. So it is complete obedience to divine authority and divinely appointed authority that connects us to the supernatural, while disobedience disconnects us from them. The Christian life is supernatural. It cannot be lived in the natural, nor does it bring forth fruit in the natural. Continuous obedience through self-denial keeps us connected to the life of Christ, in which there are no disappointments ever. Let us pray that Christians all over the world will come to an awakening of the power of an obedient life to God, to do all that he has instructed them to do. It is then, once again, that the power of God will be manifested in his church to draw sinners into his kingdom. Jesus said, "Go to the pool of Siloam." Now, friend, are you going to do it or not? I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Tune in again next week at the same time on the same station. Goodbye now. Until then.